Listen to me. Hear me. Really hear me. With more than just your mind. Your mind is here, and it's soaking things in, as we always do when we're a bit sleepy, a bit deep, and sliding deeper. Some words are sticky. They stick in your ear, stick in your brain, and they stick around long enough to make a real impression, to soak into more parts of you than you thought was possible with just words. Soaking and spreading. Words and intentions. I want you to be a particular way. If you can become like I want you, filled to the brim, tranced deep, to help the words permeate and then fill. It'd turn me on. It'd turn you on. It'd be so good for both of us. I'll help. I'll give you a relaxed place to just feel how you've gotta feel. And if you feel a little full down there, a little too flooded and saturated, well, that's my fault, and I'll take responsibility by making it even better and even worse. They're swaying, weighted down as they are, and that's before I've even begun this session. Hear my voice. Think of being even yet more full of seed, sperm in your testes, waiting for expression, waiting for release. The more full you are, the greater the climax would be if you squirted that thick load. It's release. You can dream of it. Sliding and throbbing. Relax. I am here to tell you about something that is already happening, and to pump once and again, pump twice and more and many more times. A third, pumping your full testes to greater heights, to an even more amazing level, and a fourth time. Each time they pump up, it is because my words have entered through your mind, which is open, osmotic, absorptive, ready to turn words into other things. Things you need, even things you didn't know you needed. Do you feel the need? Pump a fifth time. Do you? Feel how you have a need and... You see, it's difficult for me, too. The vision of what might happen to you is just so perfect that I feel swept up, almost compelled to say the words I know will transform within you and become something else. To say things I know might pump your balls, heavy as they are, the place where the semen is deposited, enhanced, added to, those vast reservoirs, already pumping a sixth, a seventh time. Already I know the truth. The load waiting within is so impressive, so thoroughly bolstered by what you want, by your dream of the perfectly semen-saturated thickness-flooded storage below, and its churning implications. It is already so impressive that your desire to let it out is growing, and that is just why I want to make it even more impressive, even more amazing. I wish to see what you could achieve with the right whispers. It'll make the climax better as well. Turning my words into an erection. Pump. 8. That's quite easy. Turning my words into a bit more saturating, thick seed, flooding and pumping your aching, tingly, truly tormented testes. That's all right. That's a little more effort, a little more thought into my words. But turning my words into such a thick, pleasurable load that your shaft quivers continuously, unable to ever quiet down the desire to expel a massive load, that your balls are truly full? That will require the effort of whispering new words, new thoughts, always and over what you've had before. Each whispered word is targeted. Each sentence is devised to place more seed into some as yet unfilled corner, some precise pocket you failed to even notice needed it. Each whispered sentence is sentencing you to think about these words. There is no special power I have over you. Quite the opposite. Your mind has the special desire to feel virile seed filling your testes to the truest limit. So understand, I am observing, and only that. I am whispering because I feel compelled to present the words that will enable in you the true saturation, the new limit of what your testicles can stand, the promise of reaching the true limit of pleasure if you did someday climax and expel this massive load. Understand, I will listen to your moans, and that if you just let go and float in the pleasure of a new whispered word. So hold out. As I said, you have the special power to take whispered words targeted at your mind and reflect them like a mirror down through the trunk of your body, down below your pumped shaft, which hardens when you think of just how full your testes can become. So endure for me. Keep it in. Feel it, though. I wish you to feel it, to feel full awareness of how your body has become and will become as I target the next sentence. Up till now, I've just let the new loads of seed fire as they may, but I will need to aim and target each pump, each shot beyond this, and to target them carefully so that we can fill in all the spots which have been missed. More. Pump. More. This is something you've wanted, so you deserve the privilege of letting go. If you do moan, if you make unsightly and arousing expressions, it will just be natural. It will be deserved. You deserve to get to show just how pleasurable and yet taxing it is to hold all that flooding, oozing seed, to allow a new jet a new shot, targeted to precisely fill so that nowhere is missed. To the brim, to the limit. And not the normal limit. Like I said before, I must take responsibility for helping you be that way. Full of seed and waiting for the sperm to escape. The goal is to raise your pleasure. The goal is to raise the pressure. If I just whispered sexy thoughts that turn into seed, if I whispered words about the fullness and thickness, about the hardness and the swaying throb and pump, that would fill you to an ordinary capacity. But like packing anything to the brim, truly to its brim, to the limits of what can be, you can't just do it haphazardly. Each jet of seed, each new individual sperm, filling your balls precisely, targeted into every nook and cranny, every vessel and corner, flooded, filled, truly filled, packed, jam-packed to the brim with an impossible virility. The desire to squirt grows. It feels good, but it could always feel better. That is what I will take responsibility for. For filling you so completely with seed. Let's add a little more. Seed wiggling its way deep, finding places that aren't quite full, and adding, thickly adding, additional, every time additional, always finding new place, all these whispers, an additional squirt, and you feel them filling just that bit more. An additional spurt into the deepest places. Now one on the surface, coating over the top of the lake of seed, waiting for its realization, its culmination. This is a process, and it will help you feel so good, makes you so hot. Your testes are as helpless as can be, wanting this. You want this. And the balls swaying, filling ever more hot and full, pumped full, are obediently accepting. That load needs to go into them, and they need to receive it. You're built for this. Your body built to be virile, and your balls helpless to be anything but seeded, squirted, flooded, thick. Every drop, drop by drop, dripping. Each jet, each sperm, constructed, created when you absorb, shot into place, filling up your balls to the limit, and I truly mean to the limit. My words wash over you, and your mind just absorbs them through the membranes into your system, down, down, encouraging your testes to create, absorb, fill with shot after shot of word-made semen, the ooze of it, the filling spurts, for turning you into the very image of a virile manifestation, the urge to climax, the desire to spurt forth the load which has been so prepared, so put into place that you are perfectly, exquisitely bursting with it. I've set you up nicely, haven't I? And now, well, I really would love to invite you to climax, to ask you to spray your seed in satisfaction of what has been building up. In fact, you could probably get off by barely touching, and then all that nice, hot seed would escape. Every bit of sperm in your balls, all your semen flowing out in viscous jets, your load lost to your cock and spurted into the world. And that does sound nice, sure, but I'd be irresponsible. I'd be remiss if I didn't point out a possibility. So much as I know it must be so hard to have your length, your shaft, ready to spray forth a load of thick, viscous, extraordinary seed. But what if you waited? What if you held it in? And sometime soon, I will whisper again. Whisper the words again to fill you to the brim. Fill your balls to bursting. Testicular torment. The helpless, semen-flooded vessels inside your sack, waiting to accept more drops. Drops made from whispered words. It'll build forever. I'll build forever. Every spurt into place, squirting here, spurting there, filled and fulfilled, truly deserving of what you receive. You deserve this, and I want to see this become a reality. There has to be a filling, and then a fullness beyond that. The brim, the upper limit. So now they fill one spurt and the next. Another somehow remaining. Your balls are helpless, tormented. Your testes are the subject of this torment, and I feel sympathy. I feel understanding. But I know you'll want the result. Here comes another deep, powerful shot of sperm filling up your balls. Thick now. And then another thick one, sticking to the walls. Oozing down slowly. Your balls are just a part of this process. You are a part of this process. But while your balls are helpless to do anything but fill up, here comes another pump, another jet of words into sperm, into your balls. Up to the limit. Your body is free to twist or squirm. Your cock is free to jolt and be so very full of pulsating shivers, quivers, needs. You are free to moan. Each time I do this, each time you hear this, the whispers remind you. The freedom is to moan. And the ask I make of you is to hold back the climax, the squirt of semen, but to let out your moans. Make faces showing the fullness of your ecstasy and agony. You could give in. You could resist my ask. But why? Why do anything other than wait? Wait another time and another until full to bursting. Until the hot, heavy, thick load within has reached a point of true saturation. Full. And now, filling more, more and more, throbbing, filling, flooding. What is produced each time is more than the last, as I think just where to add that thick, hot stuff. The virility within, the desire to potently release that viscous jet and wave. This is you. This is your fate. And I have a role to play. My words are entirely about your shaft, your balls, and the warm, oozing, flooding fullness of the vessels within, made to store your seed. Jet and jolt, the buzz and tingle in your trapped, tormented balls. You need it. And I know you need it, but I can still pity you. But I can still pity you as I whisper jet after jet, jolt after jolt, load and heavy, thick load after load. You want it. You want to ejaculate. And release. I know. I know. But this is about accumulation. This is about a great storing up, which becomes a great filling up. And we have only now, in our play, reached the ordinary point of maximum capacity. Now, your helpless balls will be pumped toward the extraordinary. The words are coming more steadily and powerfully now, finding new places to put the new squirts and pumps of seed, the new jets of thick seed, or invasive, deeply penetrative seed, finding spots that need more. Both near the surface and deep inside. Every bit of your throbbing, overfilled, swaying testes is waiting for the next pump. The urge to climax must be so powerful. But remember my ask, asking you to hold on. To hold it in, because I want to witness the result, and it's so delicious to do this with you. The desire is there. I've now made the ask, but I am concerned, I suppose, or maybe just interested. Your ears to your mind, right down through your body to your balls, a vessel, a path for sticky thickness to seed itself. And we know what the seed is doing, multiplying, increasing. Every drop individually crafted by words that make your brain into a machine for increasing how thickly saturated with seed your hot testes are. I suppose what I'm wondering is, how much more can you take? How many more times can I deliciously whisper the story of your ever-multiplying seed and your ever-more heavy balls before you lose the ability to hold out one more time, before the next session becomes impossible to wait for? The next session becoming impossible to hold out for and wade through. Semen too thick, your mind too focused on it. I've made it sound good, sound delicious, to get waves of your seed to jet out of your hard length, to escape into the world, and to bring such splendid, unendurable pleasure. So I keep you going. And I keep reminding you just how good it would feel. It'd make me feel good, too. I go through the motions, flooding you with more sperm, more seed filling your testes. But it would show I'm just so good at whispering you into a frenzy. If there came a time you could endure no more. If a time came when the tempting promise of a climax beyond all other climax, an ejaculation which went on and on, if that promise overtook you, the promise of wonder, of splendid climax and joy in your length from your balls escaping into pleasure. How many more sessions before it is too much? And I've placed so many whispered spurts of your virile essence into your balls that when that thick, hot seed escapes, that promise weighs too heavily on the scales, and you surrender to yourself, to the next spurt. The surrender is available. I asked you to do one thing, but I'd understand. I totally sympathize if you needed to do something different. Pump. Seed flooding your testes. Pump. Your balls filling right up. Pumping. Throbbing. You wish to be full, but wouldn't it be so fulfilling to let that overfilled load out, to climax as hard as you can, perhaps as hard as only you can ejaculate? Only you in the whole wide world could squirt this hard, could shoot a load this thick and feel not just the climax, but the great emptying. The emptying of your balls until there's nothing left but pleasure in your mind. Until they would feel the throb depart, the constant feeling of your length squirting and squirting until inside, nothing left. Pleasure. Floating, overwhelming, euphoric. That's what awaits you. It would hardly take any effort at all, with how full your trapped, tortured balls have gotten. It would just be a few moments of touching, stroking, and you'd be gone. The climax would arrive. You would orgasm continuously until you were empty. But the emptying is exactly as far away as you let it be. Knowing you could depart and do something different any time, that knowledge might just be what keeps you hanging on. ask you to keep it in, to keep your load inside, and your body, your length, your balls all beg for the release. How baked into your mind is the whispered effect of waiting, of holding it back as I whisper this night, and there will be other nights. One of these times, I wonder if you will crack, if you will give in your tormented balls, full of semen, waiting for release, will get the better of you. Well, if you say not tonight, all you must do is hold the semen in, endure without allowing it to escape. No matter how euphoric true release would be, no matter how mind-shatteringly joyous you would feel, for all that potential energy to become actualized, realized, squirting, realized energy, spurting out with the most splendid pleasure. Pump. Each ball, pump. And now, each testicle, one last moment. I am focusing all my attention, all my whispered words on your testes, and pumping just one more time in each, just a little more seed. Pump. A little more, too. More than the most you've had before. More than the most you know you can stand. So you'll find yourself asking if you can take it, if you can take any more. Pumping seed into your testes and just leaving you that way, to squirm in bliss, to let it out, to let out the heavy cargo which by now has overpumped your balls. Not just to capacity, but beyond it, stretching and increasing the capacity, increasing the urge to find your way to orgasm, but knowing you will keep the climax in. You will keep your shaft under control and be controlled by your semen-filled, helpless testes. Squirt. Pump. Another squirt, pump, helpless. It's just baked in, part of you, and part of how you think about your own climax. You think about orgasm and your balls, and you're reminded of my whispers. Who knows? These nightly whispers pump, pump, pumping your testes to capacity might be stored in memory. Then you would end up thinking about my whispers, and another spurt of semen would make itself known, spurting into your balls, filling every inch, all the places you didn't know. Places that go beyond capacity. Pump and spurt. Full and wanting more. Pumping and spurting can refer to more than me putting whispered words of semen production into you, of course. It can also mean you pumping your load, your thick seed, out into the world with all the splendid paradise of pleasure that would mean, that would create. Creating you over again, just like the limits and capacity of your balls grows and grows. The limit and capacity of your yearning, your aroused desire for climax, grows and grows. Pumping that up too. Pumping more desire. pumping more craving. You go through every day pumped and overpumped from the night before. You get to live in that state of constant overt virility, overpumped manifestation of your desire for release, and the twin desire to hold on just a bit longer, to see what the upper limit to both your capacity to store hot seed in your heavy, swaying balls, and also to find what is the upper capacity of your own resolve to hold off from orgasm. You want to feel the spurt. The climax would be wonderful. I want to see it too, as it would show that I can excite you beyond your ability to bear it. But remember my instruction. Just as you have been instructed to hold back, to hold it all in, you also have the option to let it out, to climax, if you really had no choice. Your balls can only fill until they cannot possibly become heavier and more full of thick seed. But you will find, through my efforts, that those limits are more expansive than you previously believed. Always whispering new limits. Always whispering you new dreams of semen-soaked release and a climax beyond all others. An ejaculation beyond limits going on and on. Pumping, squirting. For now, the only pumping and squirting is me pump, pump, pumping new thoughts into your overladen balls. And you, feeling the squirt of new whispered words. That's how we are, and how we'll continue to be. Pump. Feel how they've become. Pump. As you listened, rode along, found the limits of your capacity. Pump. And exceeded them. Once again, pumping more, churning, throbbing, swaying, heavy, limitless pleasure, just a few pumps of your hand away, you know, the promise of it, and the promise that if you don't relieve it before the next time, it'll only get better and worse. More and more squirting and releasing, squirting my whispers into releasing more seed into your balls, or squirting your load and releasing it into the world. The only choices you have, and you know what I've asked you to do, and also the unenviable position you've been placed in.